This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asian White Hits.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John.
I am Jeanette.
How you going?
I am doing swell.
Swell?
Swell.
We get it.
You're swell.
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 It's not a very hip and happening thing to say.
Swag.
Yeah. I just started the week off right. I went to my office quickly before we came into the studio and
farted.
No, I didn't. But you got
fart
it out of the way really quickly.
One.
Yeah. Fart. I'm winning. I like opened the door somehow, and then like I don't know how it happened, but as I went back to open the door and pull it towards me, somehow the door stopper was behind the door, and I pulled it and like face planted into the door. I don't know how I managed to do that.
I can't get a real visual, to be honest.
But there was no doorstop. Like, I didn't see a doorstop, and then all of a sudden, somehow, I'd gone into my office, and then the doorstop was on the door where no one else is in the room. And just kind of went, ugh, like, and then kind of whacked the door to my face as the... Anyway, true story.
So, the music we have on today,
yeah.
We have some Red Velvet,
yeah.
Some Min Trong.
Yeah.
Of course, we have the Rampage from XL Tribe. We have some 4Minute who have a hot issue. Do they? Do they not?
Well, the issue is they're no longer around.
Something that I'm very excited to hear is CLC.
Yes, we are loaded.
You don't sound very excited.
No, it was my choice to load a few of their new tracks. Like we've.
I feel like it was your choice for the whole track.
I seriously had like an iTunes binge session this morning. I just went hours on iTunes and I don't even know what it's added up to. I've spent a fortune on music for you guys because we play Asia Wide Hits
and we buy them.
We buy them.
We don't illegally download them.
We pay for our stream. We pay for our podcast.
We support all the groups.
Yeah.
All the honest.
Yeah, there might be a chance for you to start paying us soon. I'll let you know.
Indeed.
Should we go to our first track?
Yes.
What are we going to hear?
Red Velvet with Rookie.
Excellent.
Something that they're not.
Yeah, something that we still come across as, but we are not rookies. Asian Pop Radio. That was
Red Velvet. I don't sing. If I sung, the whole world would like explode or something.
Yeah.
But that was Red Velvet with Rookie here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
Yes. From their fourth mini album, we talked about this last week, said that they were making a comeback in February. Three new K-pop idols groups have been heading to Mexico. We'll be heading to Mexico in March for KCON Mexico, which is pretty exciting.
KCON is in Mexico?
Apparently so.
That is so intense.
Yeah.
You go Mexico. Always asking people to come down to Mexico. There you go.
Let's hope they don't build the wall after the K-pop group get there and then they can't.
Technically, it's not America, so it's not that hard to get in.
True. On Friday, February 3rd, the K-pop, the Korean Pop Culture Festival added Infinite HNCT 127, 127, 127, whatever you want to say. I'm not good with my numbers anymore, am I?
No.
And Red Velvet, as we're talking about, to the lineup for KCON Mexico. Along with other new acts, KCON will also reveal the planned schedule for the coming, for the headlining concerts, which is really exciting. No, they have.
Exciting.
They have. Exclusive. Not really. I just got it wrong. NCT 127 will perform Friday, March 17, alongside pop group BTS,
your boys. Bangtan boys.
Soloist Eric Nam, our solo boy, and girl group EXID.
Solo boy.
While Infinite H and Red Velvet join boy bands Astro and Monster X for March 18 shows. What a lineup. I think we're going to Mexico. We're going to find a way for someone to pay for us to do that.
I think someone just texted you.
Yeah.
Transferred you money because we're going to Mexico.
You know where else we're going right now?
No.
To the news headlines.
Moist.
Oh.
That was Min Trong with Fighting.
Thanks
here
for the mention.
Shut up. I'm not finished yet. Here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio, don't forget to rate. And do all the things on on our podcast.
Would that be review our podcast?
Well, listen to it maybe.
Yeah, well, you can listen to it.
Review it with your ears and eyes and mouth.
Actually, assume it's good, rate and review, and then listen to it.
Or don't. Just rate everything. Yeah, just go, just don't listen. That was funny. Yeah. Juby was funny in that and Juby was never in it.
That's true. We mentioned last week that we've restarted our podcast. Obviously, we're streaming 24/7 on AsianPopRadio.com. Yes. You can download our app for free via Apple and Android.
Yep. But sometimes people miss out on the gold comedy, a.k.a. every show.
Yeah.
Don't laugh because you know it's the truth.
Conversations just like this. And you can, yeah, subscribe to our podcast. So you can find Asian Pop Radio by searching for Asian Pop Radio.
Yep.
On iTunes.
Yep.
Even like Tuned In like has a list of like podcasts and things that we've done over the years. So it's all on there. Easy. Subscribe and
choking in excitement.
Hear everything you need to hear. Now we're talking V-pop.
Min Trong.
V-pop fans are happy to hear that music from Vietnam is growing fast in a appreciation to others outside of their very country.
That's when you know you made it.
Singer Son Tung MP has won
MTP has won
YouTube's sought after Gold Play Button Award, which is awarded to those having 1 million subscribers.
One friggin' heck, it's 1 million subscribers.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing for a V-pop star.
One subscriber.
Mm. I really do enjoy being that subscriber.
Thought it was your mum.
Is the first Vietnamese artist to do so. So absolutely amazing stuff. His hit Lac Troy had over 38 million views in 10 days. That's incredible. Good on him.
It's worth a look.
Big stuff coming from
Vietnam. Some might say.
Yeah. Big stuff coming from Vietnam. And we've always known it because on Asian Pop Radio, we play more hopping for...
Do you have to sneeze?
Your V? Okay. You know what? We're going to talk about a weekend later on because I want to get to our next song.
Why?
Because...
Are you on a rampage from XL Tribe?
Yes, that is why.
You're going on the rampage?
Yes.
Go on the rampage by the rampage from XL Tribe.
Going to Luke with the gaming segment next, right after this Asian Pop Radio.
God.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. That was The Rampage from Exile Tribe. Go on The Rampage.
The Rampage is going on The Rampage. Wow, that didn't come. There's your ship seven off.
It's very rampageous.
Oh my God. Yep.
Who else is in the room Rampage at the moment, Jeanette?
I think it's our boy Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Rampage? What are you talking about? I was like stunned by that introduction. What do you mean?
Yeah, you know,
hey guys.
Segments don't always tie in with the songs before, do they?
It's radio. It never makes sense.
I love it anyway. How have you guys been? It's been so long. I miss you both so much.
I've been doing well. Been playing actually a few different types of games, like Resident Evil.
Oh, how good is Resident Evil?
Not that good.
Virtual reality?
No, thank you. I kind of want to live. I don't want to have a heart attack yet, so. So I'm just playing it safe.
I'll tell you what,
it safe on the console. Far away from the TV screen.
That's fair enough, because I've played it in virtual reality and it is like the most scary thing I've ever done in my life. It's unbelievable.
It's like you're signing to your death wish. Why would you do that? What is wrong with you?
I know, I'm just so glad it's a punishment. I love horror, and doing it in virtual reality is just a whole deeper, darker way of playing games. It's very, very cool.
You'd want to make sure you put the kitchen knives away, wouldn't you, Luke? You don't want to get into it too much.
Well, no, it's definitely a risk.
Luke, it rolls off the tongue, that song title, but one that doesn't is Kingdom Hearts 2.0 Final Chapter Prologue.
2.8.
Dang
yeah,
it. I missed a 0.8.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I was listening to your podcast, Luke.
Yeah, it's a very strange one to have three re-released games in HD on the PlayStation 4 and calling it 2.8 because you've got Kingdom Hearts 3 coming around the corner. It's all very weird, but it's something that a lot of the JRPGs and games like that, they do tend to have these long-winded titles and quite strange mixes of games as well.
Long-winded like Jeanette.
Okay, I didn't fart that much. I've kept it in for now.
But guys, over the break, did you see that Nintendo Switch is coming out March the 3rd? It's only a few weeks away.
Wow.
It's getting intense. There's like a little bit of hype and then a little bit of no hype.
Well, the no hype is because there's only, like, you know, two games launching with the console. But one of them is Zelda, and everyone loves Zelda. Mm. Jake, you know what Zelda is, surely.
Yeah, even a commoner like me knows Zelda.
Who is Zelda?
It's kind of like Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, I meant, who is Zelda? The character, not the game. Well, we've proved our point, haven't we? We've made the statement.
Yeah, this is true. I'm going to go back in my corner.
But look, you know, I mean, the console is only a few weeks away. I actually had a chance to play one a couple of weeks ago. I've actually had my hands on it. I've played a few games. I've tested out the controllers. And the main thing about it is you can play the console portably and plugged into the TV at the same time. So you can literally be playing a game and then, I don't know, maybe somebody else will come and want to watch something, or you might want to go out and jump on the train to go somewhere. You can take the actual console with you on the train and keep playing a game like Zelda or a game like Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Ooh.
And keep playing it portably.
Ooh.
It's pretty amazing.
How long does it last?
How long does it last, the battery?
Apparently, they're saying 4 to 6 hours, but it depends on the game.
Well, that's not
so
bad. Given,
I'm wondering
given
what that means.
Given the state of our public transport system, you'd probably just be able to play it with a full battery and still get home in time.
Yeah, it seems like that. And I tell you what, the actual taking it off the dock and playing it, putting your hands, it still looks great. It still feels natural. You know, for a portable console, it's going to be pretty much the best looking and the most functional portable console they've ever done. And they've made some great ones in the past. So I'm definitely keen to try it in the real world and to actually take it on the train and take it, you know, to school and to work and to test it out and see how it goes.
Silly question from a stupid person, Luke. Is it not kind of weird, like, feel weird when you're taking, like, you're playing it at home and then you take it out and bring it with you portably? Like, it's kind of like switching from one phone to another and playing and learning the buttons in a different way, right? Like, wouldn't it feel strange?
It sort of feels the same with the Switch, because the actual controllers that you use to play it at home, those controllers then connect up with the actual tablet screen to take portably as well. So you're not really changing the way you play, which is why it's so clever.
Okay.
You just literally pick it up where you left off.
Cool. So I'm hearing, don't go back to the joystick just yet.
Well, no. but I mean, again, curious to see how it actually goes in the real world. You know, marketing and advertising makes it look amazing, but, you know, will it actually work long term in terms of playing these games out in public and stuff like that? We just don't know yet, but we'll find out on March 3rd when it launches.
Yeah, releasing only two games is a good way of getting the games at the top of the, you know, the purchasing, like, you know, is there, like, there's like a gaming chart, isn't there? Like the most popular purchased song.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that people will still buy it because of Zelda, because that's the game that people have been waiting for a very, very long time. Breath of the Wild, it's called. I have played it as well, and it is gorgeous. And I really want it on day one. Even I'm considering the day one purchase of the console myself, even though it is a bit expensive, just to get my hands on Zelda. So I think a lot of people will be in the same boat.
We be lining up for it, Luke.
I don't line up nowadays. I'm a bit old for that now.
VIP.
I used to line up when I was younger, but now the idea of being in a midnight launch, lining up for something, it has to be something absolutely mind-blowing for that, and not quite sure the Switch is going to be that.
The things that change when you get a full-time job, Luke.
I know, it's terrible.
Never grow old.
And a relationship, that's also the worst. It's two things combined.
Oh, Luke, how do we hear your program live on Saturdays, and how can we get to your podcast?
Yeah, so Checkpoint, it's on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on Joy 94.9. And also you can check us out at checkpointgaming.net. It's a spin-off website with all the latest gaming news, reviews, features, and podcasts, and all that good stuff as well.
Remember to rate and review Luke's podcast. But I don't know why I couldn't get podcast out. I talk about it all day long.
So you wanted to rate me, like as a human being or something. Oh, so don't give me a rating.
Rate Luke as well.
6 out of 5.
Nice.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Now, Luke, can I ask you, are you familiar with Faye Wong?
I can't say that I am, no.
Fei Wong has a song that featured on a video game many moons ago, a very popular video game.
Final Fantasy VIII.
I was going to ask him if he knew which one it was.
There you go.
Final Fantasy
VIII.
That is familiar and it makes sense now, but so many fantastic composers from all different parts of Asia video games, so I'm not surprised at all.
Well, this one's getting played for you right now, Luke. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Jeanette and J-John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and that was Boys Republic with Hello Sunshine.
Oh, thank you. Hello to you too.
Did you get a chance to sit out in the sunshine over the weekend?
No.
No?
Nope.
If you could sit out in the sunshine in any particular place here or overseas,
yes,
would you have some answers to a top five?
Oh, a top five?
Yeah.
We haven't done that in ages.
We have not. So let's do it. I want to hear your top five places to just sit
Shall
down and soak
like
up the sun.
My number five, your number five. My number two, your number two. Shall we do
then,
it that
and
way?
And then back to four? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
I counted so well in maths.
Oh, it's a recurring thing in our segments, talking about our mathematical geniuses.
That fart poops.
Yeah, all right. So let's start with five.
Don't think I said that right. Yep, number five, Jace.
Well, my favourite, top five favourite places to soak up the sun. Number five, I would say the rooftop at our studios, our current studios.
Mm.
Because where we are currently recording the program,
yes,
there's a great rooftop area with like the AstroTurf and stuff that not many people go up to, but we go up there every so often. It's just perfect
BTS
sun.
BTS know about it.
BTS do. They're up there with us about a year and a half ago.
Sensual.
Nearly 2 years now. Yeah, lovely spot. Just and quiet. Good.
Mm.
Yours, number five.
Santorini.
Yeah? Explain.
What? It's all like white buildings.
Yeah.
And then deep blue sea.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Just checking.
In my dreams.
Right.
But I know that's a place that would be super relaxing and it's aesthetically pleasing.
Now, you don't always have to go somewhere fancy to soak up the sun. And I have to say, one of my favourite places, just to sit on the couch when the sun's right coming through the sun.
It's the only time you can be naked.
Well, without being arrested.
Yeah.
Number four.
Number four? What's number four for me?
Yeah.
Boracay.
Boracay. It's pronounced Boracay.
It's not like B-A-R-R-U.
It's like Baraka. Kai.
Baraka. It's so clean there. Like, not even leaves are on the sand.
Wow. Yeah, it's not Kuta Beach, is it?
Sweet bit. Kuta Beach?
Nah. And number three for me, beneath the Twin Towers in Kuala Lumpur. I just like it. It's like one place I go every time I go to KL. I just sit down on like the garden bed and lay down, just look at the towers and just soak up the nice humidity and the sun. It's a good spot. Mm. Yeah.
Relaxing.
Mm.
Number three, not so far from Boracay, for me is Palawan.
Right. You're choosing all Philippines destinations.
That's because they all have a sentimental value to me.
Okay.
Because good. Not that many tourists are there, but I feel like a lot of tourists will be there now.
Because you've mentioned it.
Yep.
They're all listening.
Actually, I tell everyone to do that.
Now, not Kuta Beach, but for number two for me, Kuta Tar Resort in Bali.
Ooh.
It's a really lovely place to sit down, listen to some good tunes, just lay back, have a drink, some peanuts, enjoy the sun, watch the waves crash and the sun
just
going down.
Just nuts in your mouth.
Lots of nuts in my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, Jeanette.
Number two, Port Melbourne. I know,
such a contrast.
It sounds so weird, but again, sentimental value, perfect place. You get to see like all the industrial area and the sunset with palm trees. So it's like, where the heck am I?
Yeah, actually kind of just near that, but on the other side of the water, looking from Williamstown towards the city and towards Port Melbourne Beach, is a lovely spot as well.
Yeah,
really cool. For me, number one, I would have to say that the best place I've ever been to just soak up the sun would have to be in Patong Beach in Thailand.
In Thailand.
Yeah.
Pattaya.
I nearly said Patong, Pattaya, but it's not Pattaya. It's
no, it's
Patong
Beach.
In oh god, I've lost it. I used to have a show there. Phuket. I did a radio show there.
Hashtag we get it, you're old.
Oh, I've done a lot of things. I can't remember them all.
Look, claps to you.
Thank you. You've been on it. Thank you.
My number one is, of course, Wilson's Prom.
Nice.
You got bush, forest, and beach.
Yeah.
Then you have this beach.
Yeah, and this bush.
Wow, escalated so far.
If you've got issues, email us at
agentpopradio.com. We were having such a sentimental moment and then you had to mention my bush. Yeah,
let's have a sentimental moment with 4 minute hot issue on the Jeanette J. John Show, Agent Pop Radio.
Review and rate us.
That was 4 minute with hot issue on the Jeanette J. John Show.
Issue.
How can people interact, find us, listen to us?
They can like us on Facebook on facebook.com/AsianPopRadio. Mm. Or they could tweet us at AsianPopRadio. Or this one's the best one. They can listen to the same episode over and over and over and over and over again on our new
podcast.
Yes. I was going to call it Burberry.
No, it's not a new podcast.
No,
it's just the podcast.
It's been there.
Like, feed that we used to use that we haven't for a while, but we're back into it.
It's loaded like 10 things
in the last week or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can subscribe via iTunes. Just go to iTunes, search for Asian Pop Radio. You can find it on Podomatic. That's where it's hosted.
Yes.
Good times. Others will be having good times when they get to see Hyuna in concert.
Oh, what?
She'll be holding a North American fan meeting tour. The idol will be visiting a total of 8 cities, starting with Vancouver,
Canada on February 22, then Toronto on February 24, Montreal on February 26, Chicago on March 1, New York on March 3, Dallas on March 6, San Francisco on March 9, and of course the Los Angeles on March 10.
I thought you were like going for a Canadian accent, but all of a sudden it became
Filipino.
Yeah.
Your Canadian accent went really far.
Eh?
Then I tried to play on it and ended up saying all the dates instead.
Shout out to all our Canadian listeners.
Yeah.
Do you know what I drank the other day?
Maple syrup.
Close.
What's good?
Jim Beam with maple syrup.
Ooh.
It's like a pre-made one. It was $20 at the airport.
Very alcoholic of you.
Thank you.
$20 at the airport.
Yeah.
Holy shuckles.
I'm not quite sure what I feel about it. Yeah.
Maybe with bacon it would have tasted better.
I can't do that.
With vegan bacon.
Vegan bacon I could. Not bacon. Yeah.
I said vegan bacon.
Yeah.
Listen with
bacon.
Your ears.
It's not bacon. Anyway. favorite Hyuna song or favorite 4 minute song?
Change.
Yeah?
Change.
Yeah. Just like in the recording.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite Hyuna is...
Is it Bubble Pop?
Yeah.
Have you watched that Family Guy episode yet?
No, I haven't yet. We should watch that while the next song's going.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Well, it's longer than the next song.
For now, I think we should get into the one the group that we were talking about a little bit earlier on. CLC, Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin.
Yeah. Asian Pop Radio.
How do you say goblin in Korean?
Goblin-nim-nida. With a mouthful
CLC.
Of food.
CLC. Ready? 3, 2, 1. CLC, Hobgoblin. Not Hobo Goblin.
Yeah.
Hobgoblin.
Like bread in your goblin.
That's so funny.
Thank you.
They're also known as Crystal Clear with their Crystal EP just coming out.
Well, they've kind of had a rebranding, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So CLC, also known, as you said, Crystal Clear. 7-member girl group struggled to make a name for themselves since they made their debut back in 2015. They released 6 EPs with 2 in Japan and 2 in South Korea. In Japan. Not one of them actually sold over 6,000 copies total, which is bizarre.
Sounds like us struggling sometimes.
Yeah. Bizarre, says us that gets 10 downloads of this podcast.
Including our mums,
and they listen 5 times each. As for the single downloads, they rarely got past 50,000 downloads.
Wow.
But this new single made it to the US chart for a first for CLC throughout their collective careers.
So many C's.
during its debut week. Chris Tile marked its appearance on Billboard's US World Albums chart, in which they ranked number 4, as reported by Billboard. Not only that, but their song Hobgoblin became the best-selling K-pop song in its debut week too, as it debuted at number 4 on Billboard's World Digital Sales chart. Amazing. It beat like Big Bang. They beat Stay With Me by Chanyeol and Punch, BTS, Blood, Sweat and Tears. Incredible.
And Definitely You by V and Jin of BTS.
Totally trumped you, BTS boys. True story.
We have to support them.
We do.
They're family members of Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, but they'll work harder if like they feel like they need to lift
their
game.
No, we have to encourage them to work harder, not just be like, you did it wrong.
Study harder. You're not going out for the weekend if you don't get to number one. All right. I think we should go to a track. What would you say about that, Jeanette?
What track should we play, Jace?
I think we should go to a lady who this Friday we're going to be interviewing on this very radio
show.
Shut
the front door. Are you serious?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Up what?
Yes.
I said shut the front
Exit
door.
Exit up and down.
Up. No, that's not what we're playing next.
No. Jasmine Sukho with her song 1057.
Oh, 1057.
Yeah. Joining us on the Friday show.
We're going to ask her on Friday how we should pronounce it.
Yeah. She might say it in Cantonese or something.
Who
knows?
She might feel offended.
Yeah.
Like, she might saying it. You've been playing it for so long.
Most of the time people like research before they do interviews with me.
It's called content.
All right. Jeanette J. John, Asian Pop Radio.